All of a sudden, the monkey jumps on us.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around and it was snorting blood and looked at me and I thought, oh no, here it comes.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we may engage in careless speculation. Our animal today features the bison.
Don't run into our car!
Holy crap!
That is a bison attack right there. Now, that was at a national park.
Yeah, that was on a car bumper.
Don't run into our car!
Holy crap!
Okay, that was nothing compared to what you're about to hear in this story here. Man versus bison. This guy says it's the biggest land mammal in North America. I guess he's probably right, huh? I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
We're going
fast.
We're going to the Yukon Territory here, where this guy was up against a 1,400-pound bison. This is a hunter. And according to, this is from the, we get this story from the Canadian Press. This hunter with a harrowing tale of survival. This is his first ever bison hunt in the Yukon and maybe his last. This guy's name is Todd Pilgrim. And I believe he is a, I want to say he's a conservation, he's a natural resources officer with the Yukon government. This guy is here. Here's the quote. All I seen was horns, describing the moment last Tuesday when an injured and enraged bison charged at him as he tracked it through the bush north of Whitehorse.
He tracked it or it tracked him?
Well, he shot and wounded the bison just a few minutes earlier, but it escaped.
And I imagine you got to have a pretty good gun. I bet a little 22 or something's not going to take down a bison.
What takes down a bison?
You got to have a damn elephant gun or something.
Right? Wouldn't you think?
That skull is so hard.
Right. So it escapes into a nearby grove of trees. He follows the bison, but said he had little warning before
Why
he was
follow
attacked.
The bison? First well, mistake.
Well, you got
it.
Well,
second mistake, following it.
Well, but if you're there to hunt it, and you've shot it, you're going to track it.
Yeah, you got to go get it.
You're going to track it. And I don't know what a safe distance is if it's angry. There is no safe distance. He says, I turned to my left, and big horns to the head just took me out. If he had hit me square on.
He sideswiped him.
If he had hit me square on a 1,400-pound animal, I would be dead, this guy said. He said the blow briefly knocked him out, and he awoke to find himself in more trouble. He said, I'm smothering in his chest fur, bison fur. So he wakes up.
He's been knocked silly. Fur.
He's been knocked silly. He wakes up, and he just sees this. He's covered in fur.
You're smothering me.
He says, and then it came to me. Oh, my God. I've been attacked by the biggest land mammal in North America. The bison was trying to grind him into the ground.
Just mash him with that huge skull. You think about when we went to the Olympic Game Farm and that buffalo or bison came over to the window and the silhouette of his head darkened the entire...
It didn't fit in the window.
Dude, couldn't even fit in the car
window. Couldn't fit in our window. I mean, the tongue...
It's a battering ram.
The tongue barely fit inside the window. He said, I said, holy cow, I'm screaming. I said, God help me, I'm going to die. He kept repeating, you're not going to kill me. And somehow he managed to wriggle free before pulling out his gun, which he was carrying on his back, and firing the fatal shot. Isn't this like the bear movie with Leo DiCaprio?
Yeah, Revenant.
The Revenant. So he was able to get
the bear got some, but he didn't get it all.
He was able to return to his hunting companion and call for help. Despite a concussion and gash in his forehead, he was not seriously hurt.
Wow.
He was calmer just a few days later, saying, it's not every day you get headbutted by a bison. It was surreal.
I mean, those things are like Donkey Kong, all upper body, you know, just nothing but mass and muscle.
Yeah, and there he's got a picture of himself next to the thing after it is down for the count. But yeah, those heads. What has a bigger skull? Just does an skull. Elephant have? Maybe
no,
an elephant.
I don't
you
think
You don't think
so.
An elephant's head is bigger than a bison
so.
Head?
I don't think so.
Maybe not. But yeah. on land, yeah, it'd be hard to come by something that's got a bigger, more powerful skull.
Battering ram.
Than that of the bison.
Now, is the next picture you're going to put up is of the bison burger barbecue?
Yeah.
That's well, what I would have up there. You had the you get the bison burger sometimes.
Yeah, the bison burgers are good. They are good. Well, I think you know where that bison head's going to be hanging. Pretty good idea there.